You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Of course, you and I would know that traditional face-to-face classes served as an effective method of learning and teaching for the longest times. In fact, they produced a visible and satisfactory results and were never questioned until the world faced a common enemy, which was the pandemic, and that stopped everyone from attending traditional in-person classes. Now, technology then clearly, of course, impacts education in many and varied ways, and we are going to explore those in today's conversation with Damon Mubinde, who is a senior lecturer at Heidelberg College teaching in the IT department, and I believe we already have him on the line. Good evening, my elder.
Good evening, sir. How are you today and this evening? And I do welcome the listeners also from around the world.
Thank you so much. I'm doing very, very well and really excited to have this conversation with you. How was your day?
My day was okay as usual. Yeah. I went to the lecture halls to teach and I did some research here and there. That's how my day was.
Oh, fantastic. Just before we even get to our topic today, did you always want to be a lecturer?
I would say the Lord has planted a lot of desires in me. I just told myself whatever the Lord brings my way, I will do. Yes, I've been in the IT sector. I have taught in high school, I have taught in primary school, I have taught in church, I have done crusades. So anything to do with imparting knowledge to people, I think that has gone positively in my life.
That's interesting. So it's been a trajectory leading up to where you are today. And what would be the next thing then? I mean, it sounds like the trajectory has been to the top and you are at the top now. What would be the next thing after this now?
Wow, the next thing now, I must continue writing and impacting the world, because what I've realized is, as a child of God, you are created for a purpose.
Yes.
So when you are created for a purpose, you shouldn't just pass through this world without leaving a mark.
Yeah.
And what is that mark? I must contribute to the changing of the world for Christ, also in technology. So I am busy doing my further studies and we shall see where God will lead us. Otherwise, I must leave a mark in changing the world and contributing to the good part of technology. Yes, as we shall come upon it.
Indeed, that's fantastic. Yes, and we're going to unpack that quite a lot. But I want to start here. You know, when we look at technology, right, depends on which generation you are born from. You know, there's the young people, the 2000s, who embrace technology. They don't even need a manual for them to operate these gadgets and stuff. You know, and then you find that generation that needs a manual, and then you find another generation that's even afraid of technology. You place anything in front of them that has technology, they freeze. They get so livid, and you know, they get so afraid of it and all that. And you realize that, unfortunately, we live in a world where you can't do away with technology. Let's start there before we even unpack the impact of it in the education space. The impact of technology just in people's lives. How important has that been from your own experience in this space?
First of all, to answer that question, I want first of all to understand what technology is. Then we can get it from there, because technology has been there since time immemorial. It's just the way of doing things that have changed. You know, when a person came up with how to cook food quickly, they invented the fire. That was technology. When a person came up with how to cut a tree, they invented an axe. That was technology. So technology is, you know, it has been moving higher and higher. We are making things easier and easier. So what I would say is, technology, my brother, refers to the practical application of scientific knowledge, technique, tools, to solve problems. That's number one, to solve problems.
Yeah.
There are a lot of problems. And then to create products and achieve specific goals. So like you said, it covers a wide range of innovations and processes that involve designing, creation, using machines and everything.
Yeah.
Even just a pen and a pencil, that is technology, because a long time ago, they were using feathers.
Yeah.
So that is technology. Now, the issue is, man, generally is afraid of change.
I see.
Are very much afraid of change because we are comfortable to in our own space. Now, why is it so hard for a person to embrace change? Number one, we don't like learning.
We don't
because
like learning.
Change comes with learning.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people do not love school. They don't want to learn. They would rather go for cheap and easy stuff. And yes, people do not like learning. So that's why we resist change. And we are much comfortable. We think any new knowledge that is coming will rob us of what we already know and the comfort that we already have. So there are few people who are gifted, my brother, who would like to take this thing up.
Yeah.
Who think, you know, when they were using horses to move from one place to another, when they were using pigeons to transport letters from Johannesburg to Cape Town, somebody came up with an idea of making that work easier. When somebody invented the train, it was all over the papers that this thing won't go any far because people cannot be confined in this box. And then they were even calculating, you know, when you are confined in that place, there is no air, you are going to suffocate. Until somebody insisted and the trend came. Cell phones, the same.
Yeah.
Television, the same. So, yeah, that's the reason. People are afraid of learning and to be taken out of their comfort zones.
Ah, so we like our comfort zones. It makes us feel like we belong somehow. And whenever we are extended and challenged, it becomes a problem. And I know a lot of us actually feel like that. But I do think that, you know, coming to our topic this evening, that, you know, the impact of technology cannot be denied, right? It's undeniable. In the education space, what are some of the most obvious areas where you've seen in your own experience technology change the way students and, I suppose, teachers approach the entire learning process?
My brother, that's a very, very deep and tough question altogether. But we are going to try within our short space of time to unpack a few things. So the impact of technology on education has been very, very, I would say, significant. You know, it has enhanced the access to information. I remember in the 90s, I went to secondary school in the late 80s. I was in grade 8 in 1988.
Yeah.
I remember it was very hard for me when I was in grade 10 in 1990. In the place where I was, just to get a textbook. It was so tough and so difficult. My elder brother, who had finished his high school 3 years before me, is the one who left for me an old chemistry book, and that was a treasure to me. I had to tie it with some strings, and you know, the pages were even brown and all those things, but that was my treasure, my treasured possession. And mind you, that book that I was using was many, many years, you know, it was published a long time before that. But with technology, my brother, I can have a paper that has been published today in the United States. So access of information.
Yeah.
You know, you can, you know, a long time ago in those days, I remember in one of my classes, you know, they were teasing me for being a Christian, and they would bring magazines of pictures that are not okay, maybe five months or even a year. And that's when those magazines were arriving in our place, and they would beckon me, look here, and I would refuse and all those things. So what I'm saying is information used to take long, but today there is access of information. That's number one. So again, information being accessed easily, it also enables personalized learning experience. A long time ago, we used to think you need to go to the UK for you to get a PhD or to get a master's degree. You need to look for money. You need to look for sponsors. Those things are gone.
My brother
even went to a master's degree from the best of the best universities. They are offering online, online education, and it's just the same.
Yeah.
And promoting it also promotes interactive engagements. So it has allowed remote learning, that is the most important thing, making education not only accessible, but flexible. So I will go into some of the points later, some of the areas that has, boosted education and technology as a whole.
Yeah.
Very, very important. So I would say in the education sector, it is very, very beneficial. So you find that there are good things. Now, technology, what people do not know is there are two sides of technology.
Yeah.
There is what we call the good side of technology, and then there is a bad side of technology.
Mm.
So the good side of technology is that kind of technology that brings help to society. It brings innovation.
Mm.
It brings it lessens difficulties. It answers problems. Talk of the medical world.
Mm.
You know, today you can have an operation, and someone can do an operation remotely, and all those things. That kind of technology is what we call the good technology.
Mm.
So now, what are some of the things that we have seen? Like I've said, there is global learning, student connected peers, educators, experts worldwide. You don't need to move to another place. During COVID, we used to teach remotely. You can teach a person who is in Korea. We have seen a lot of people who are teaching today as we are speaking right now. They've got students from China. You are just here in Cape Town or Johannesburg, but you've got students all over.
Yeah.
Vast information access, I've talked about it. Flexibility. Online platforms offer flexible learning schedules, enabling students to balance between whatever the commitments they have and education.
Mm.
It has a lot of various, diverse formats of learning.
Mm.
And you can pace the learning by yourself. It also... It is cost-saving. Mind you need accommodation when you go to Russia to learn.
Yeah.
But you just need to pay for tuition.
Yeah.
You are just in your home. You are learning.
Yeah.
The content also of the material is updated on a regular basis.
Mm.
Learning can be done individually. You can enhance, engagements. You can connect with a lot of the best, actually, in the world.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of things. So, so this is the impact. Technology has reached, though we are going beyond that, but at this time, the highest of technology has been reached. And, the other things that we are doing will take it out of the way and bring in other things that I'll talk about when we continue. Otherwise, that is the best of technology. So it has enhanced learning.
Mm.
It makes the world easier. For example, some years ago when you were teaching, you write in the either on the computer or in the book, you do the notes. You have to come and rewrite for you to update. But today, no, it's not like that.
Mm.
You just take you go to the cloud where you saved something that you worked on last year. You just change the date there. Very easy.
Yeah.
So it makes the work easy. It's on things. Yes. You can continue, my brother.
Now, I was saying that I love the part where you mentioning that it has made the learning experience personalized, right? Because I do think that we all learn differently. And perhaps the older ways of learning have marginalized certain type of people. But with technology almost evening out the play field, it has personalized. And I feel like I can learn in this way, and that is accommodated. And someone who feels like they can learn in this way, that's accommodated as well. Do you find that, of course, with your own experience, that's also been the growing case?
Yes. You know, with technology, I found myself at one time doing three courses, three things from three universities. Huh. I was interested in this. I was interested in this other thing. I was interested in this other thing in my own home from this time to this time. So you find that some of my certificates, I did them, a lot of them within a short period of time together.
Yeah.
So it enhances learning. And, you know, they say the sky is the limit. Mm. Otherwise, we thank God for technology. Even the, not just the learning of secular issues, also the learning of the Word of God has been enhanced. You find that you can reach out to many people at the same time because of technology, and the Word of God is really spreading.
Yeah, you did touch on it a little bit when we were talking about access to information, you know. The fact that, you know, I suppose in the olden days, for you to even research a particular topic, you need encyclopedias. And some of us had to spend time in the library for hours and hours. But today things have changed. And one does not necessarily need to go through journals and hours and hours of all these things. It's just a Google search, you know, you are able to get whatever that you want. But I do think that there are people who are skeptics who have said that all of this, if you come to think about it, has made learners to be a little bit, I suppose, lazy and sort of robs them in the long run. Would that kind of thinking be fair? Is that a fair analysis in your own experience?
Wow, yeah. Ish. I tell you, like I said, in life, there is, we say there is black and white, there is high and low, there is thick and light, you know, there are all those opposites. So with everything that we have as a blessing, there is a counterfeit, my brother. There is an enemy of these things who brings another part to it, which scares us. So I want to say, yes, technology is good. Technology is here. Technology has brought up quite a number of innovative things, you know, but we can see that, let me start with information overload. You find that the internet will offer you an overwhelming amount of information, making it a challenging for students to discern what is reliable information.
Yeah.
So you find that that's number one, overload of information that we have seen, whereby a person has everything in front of them, but they are failing to come up with the relevant issues to their topics. Number two, we've got distraction. The internet, you know, it is a vast entertainment platform, I would say. You know, when you are sitting, wherever you are sitting, the whole world is in front of you in that computer and on the phone. And originally and naturally, God did not create us with that capacity of having the entire world at your disposal at the same time. You know, he created us whereby you can have a one-on-one contact. You talk to one person at a go, and then you go to another. If you want to talk to a person very far, you need to travel, you need to arrange, you need to prepare yourself. You know, there were a lot of barriers which were good. But today, a young man of 15 years has the entire world before him or her, or before a young lady. And whatever they ask on the internet, they will get an answer to anything. And what people don't know is that not everything that comes out of the internet is true. In fact, I would say 60% to 80% of whatever comes out is not true. So now you find that there's a lot of distraction. Social media, you find that this, my brother, you find that students stay up very long on the screen. Not that they are researching, but they are getting entertained. So you find that this has brought education, you know, to its knees.
Mm.
We are not producing good results.
Mm.
Because students divert their attention away from their studies, and this hinders their focus and productivity. This is slipping from primary school right through to universities. And only those people, I want to just say quickly before I go to the next step, that's where now, my brother, you need to apply what I call wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom now needs to be applied, because where we are, the things which are attractive are those that distract us, and they are very, very addictive.
Mm.
So the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah.
The jungle is too thick and the enemies are too many. There are a lot of predators there.
Mm.
So for you to walk in this jungle, you need the arm of someone who has never erred, and this is God. That's why he says in the book of James chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, that the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. So now that's the thing that must come into the minds of people. So we need to instill this into our children, into our students, to have wisdom and to incorporate self-control into the wisdom, yes. So, yeah. Now, the next one that I want to talk about is plagiarism.
Yep, yep.
Yes, this is, you know, when you go through the papers, you hear this minister or this doctor has been scrapped of their work because they gave someone to do it. Today, it's not like that. You don't need to hire a person to write for you. There are bots on the internet. There are robots that can give you anything that you want. In any way, you just punch in the question, thing will come up that you've never heard, that no one has written about, because the robots pick things from different places, and they've been trained. They've been they've gone through this, so they are even able to bring up things, that knowledge that may not have been used before. So plagiarism, access to online content, is very tempting to people who sleep late without doing much, who are distracted through social media. Mind you, entertainment is the talk of the day. Games, soccer, you know, even illicit entertainment, it's there. And many people are very much addicted to those. So you find that plagiarism becomes the easy way of doing things. And I am afraid the knowledge seems to be going down, because we won't have people who know how to research, people who know, like you are saying, going to encyclopedia and digging for information, putting things here, and then surfing through to get the idea that you want. So we may not have the caliber of people that we used to have in the past. Nevertheless, there is always a remnant in everything, but the remnant will be very small.
Speaking about
thing that, Yeah, I wanted to talk about reduced critical thinking. You know, technology and internet has brought about the reduced critical thinking because students are relying much and too heavily on quick online answers. You know, even the way they write grammar and the way they do things, they cannot construct sentences properly, because we are too fast. A 10-year-old boy wants to live like he's 25. You know, a 3-year-old person wants to live like they are 15. So we fast-pace things, everything, and we become so impatient. So these are reducing and diminishing the ability to think critically and analyze information independently.
On this issue of plagiarism, and I suppose it does also, you know, get into the issue that you just raised now of reduced critical thinking. This ChatGPT, which is a technological advancement as well, isn't that also almost contributing to this, you know, plagiarism and reduced critical thinking?
We have discussed that issue in our faculty and, of course, in our meetings and other platforms where like-minded people have made from different universities. It's a mixed bag, my brother. Like I said, this technology is there for us, but it can be used in a wrong way. At the same time, it can be used in a right way.
Okay.
What we need to do, like in my own opinion, we need to empower people on how to use technology to their benefit without them losing their critical thinking, which is a gift from God.
Okay.
And need to practice it. So all you need to do is we need to teach people on how to use these things. I usually give an example of a calculator. I remember some years ago we were using periodic tables, you know, some patterns that are written down where formulas are written. Then you have to check and find answers. You put together, then you write. Then the calculator came in, and the calculator was thought to be a machine that would bring down the capacity of critical thinking in people. But it was proved that actually the calculator would be used to enhance the work that did not necessarily need critical thinking. So in the same way, ChatGPT and other bots like QBot and others, I feel if we train people on how to use these tools, we can get along. Now, what we were discussing was that we need to change the way education is given.
Okay.
Because a bot cannot give you an answer of a situation. For example, if I want you to apply your knowledge, I teach you something, then I want you to apply it.
Yes.
Application questions, when you put it on ChatGPT, maybe in future it will be able to give answers, but today it cannot.
Yes.
So if I give you a scenario, I say, tell me how you can, for example, you can from Cape Town to wherever, Johannesburg, you are moving at least kilometers per hour, and then you are using this car and all those things. I put a life situation scenario. Then ChatGPT, you put it there, it will say, no, this one, I'm just a robot. Yes. So those are the questions, the kind of questions that we need to be giving students, and then teaching them how to think critically.
Yeah.
Otherwise, those questions that are straightforward, internet is there, computers are there to give the answers to them. So what I mean is education should go to a higher level now.
Yeah.
We won't run away from bots like ChatGPT and the rest. They are here to stay. And when technology comes, you cannot hinder it. It comes like a flood.
Yeah.
You will be pushed aside. It will move. You will remain alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So the best way to handle technology is to know how to go along with it and tailor your whatever teachings you are doing to that technology.
Yeah.
The cell phone was not allowed in the churches before. When a person is using a cell phone in church to sing the songs, you know, you would be looked upon to be a sinner, the worst sinner.
Yeah.
Today, even the greatest preachers can have their cell phone in front of them and do the readings and everything.
Yeah.
So technology is powerful.
Technology is powerful.
The other negative is misinformation. I don't know how many minutes I have ahead of me, or we are done. Misinformation. The internet can spread false, misleading information. But there is something that I wanted, and then also private privacy concerns are there. Then there is this one thing that I wanted quickly to talk about. Bad technology. There is what we call deep fake technology.
Okay.
This one is, it gives me, it scares me, because deep fake use artificial intelligence to create realistic looking bad fake content. It can create a video of you, my brother, with your voice, in your voice, and yourself, which can be misused for spreading misinformation, defamation, or manipulation. It can, you know, so that one is a problem to me, because when technology falls in the hands of criminals, it is used in a very, very bad way. Also, the other way in which technology is being used nowadays is social media manipulation, misuse of social media platforms and spread of fake information. Yeah. And when people stumble upon such information, they take it as good news, because many people think anything that you get from the computer is the truth. Then there is surveillance, you know. Now this technology is being used to by bad governments and governance strategies to survey on people, and also automatic weapons, addictive apps, you know, because people have gone so deep in these things, they know the chemicals, how the chemicals, the colors on the computer, the sounds, and the things that you can do in order to trigger the chemicals that can bring about addiction in your mind. So you find that when you are addicted to technology, it's just like a drug. So you don't need to take a drug to be addicted.
Sure.
You need just the technology. So these are the bad things that are coming, that have come actually, and we need to be on our feet to spread this information so that people can know.
Let's talk about then, you know, things like, you know, mental mathematics, I suppose, things like spelling tests that we used to do, especially in a world where in most instances, there's always an answer to these things. You can, you know, writing a document, the technology can spell check for you these things and all that. So is there still a role for, I suppose, human intelligence, using our brains, figuring things out in our brains, or we are just, you know, supposed to move with this thing, as you said, we can't, you know, deal away with it. It's there. We have to embrace it, and all of that. You spoke about the calculator, which made calculations easier. People now never have to think what is 25 times 30, because there's a machine that can give us all of these things, or there's a calculator to do these things. Is there still space in schools for things like you know, speed tests and mathematical things around using your brain and not necessarily some sort of calculator or machine?
Tapelo, that's a very good question. When I talked about technology, I said there is what we call good technology and bad technology. So the good technology is the technology that effectively meets the needs of users. It enhances lives. It has a positive impact on society and the environment. It has to be friendly, reliable, secure. It has to respect ethical considerations.
Okay.
Good technology evolves with the changing requirements.
Yeah.
And it has to be accessed by a wide range of individuals. So it must also be inclusive. Now, when you look at good technology, I will give you a few examples. We need to know where to place technology and how to use it.
Okay.
The people who are coming up with good, innovative things are using their brains.
Okay.
It requires critical thinking, not the thinking of one times one or 25 times. We've gone past that.
Okay.
There is now critical thinking, where now you need to think deeply using the tools that we have. Because now these tools can calculate for you, you know, even trillions of what. Now, so your brain now must move from there to another level of using this machine, which is so sophisticated, to give you or to solve the problems that you wouldn't solve with your brain.
Okay, okay.
That is the kind of thinking now that we have to move to. Therefore, we have, think of a GPS. A person came up with a GPS. They use technology. You use technology to go deeper. A person who even came up with the same bots that we're using, like ChatGPT, you have to think deeper to manipulate those, because those things did not create themselves. Somebody thought about them and he came up with those innovations. So, for example, we need renewable energy solutions. You know, like for you to, now we must come out of that cocoon of thinking in small ways. No. For example, we have a problem with the electricity.
Mm.
What are the other means that we can use to create electricity?
Mm.
So we need people who can think, what is energy? Where can we get energy from?
Mm.
Can I get electricity from wind? Can I get electricity from the rays, you know, the ultraviolet rays or the sun rays or whatever?
Mm.
Now you have to think critically. Those are the kinds of people that we need. So now that era of mastering things, you have to memorize what we have gone beyond that. This does not require memory. The technology that required memory is far behind.
Mm.
Now we need to use the tools that we have to go higher. Otherwise, you depend on your memory and the doing things using your mind. You will be behind. You won't be able to bring up the technology that is required because the world now is no longer using those tools.
Mm.
So in the same way, at that time, when a person came up with a spear, you know, those were men who were thinking. When a person came up with the buttons, the sip, those were men who were thinking, and they used the tools that were there at that time.
Mm.
Today, when a person came up with a cell phone, came up with how to exchange videos, you know, how to speak like we are doing on a cell phone without wires, they use the tools that were available.
Mm.
So if we use the tools that are available, then we are moving in the same direction and at the same time. Electric vehicles are there. Now, what I've been thinking about is you need to think deeper. How can I, in fact, I know it is there, where we can have electricity that does not need the power lines because people get a lot of accidents, you know.
Mm.
So we need just, there's a bulb here in your house, there's a bulb remotely, power can be transmitted.
Mm.
You know, Tesla did that in America and his project was thwarted, but he was able, he had a plan to electrify the whole world.
Mm.
We need, now, today we have these technologies and innovative ideas. All those things must be possible, Tapelo. So we have to rise from our past and to go into the future using this technology. Mind you, even if there is no memorization, there is a use of a calculator, those who were passing were still few.
Mm.
Because even the use of a calculator is a challenge for many of us.
True.
Just to those formulas, you know, the summation, the what, it's a challenge even when you have a calculator in front of you. Even this chat GPT, for a person just to create to put a query that will give out what you have asked as a lecturer, it's a problem.
Many
of them cannot do that. So you find that at any stage, learning is needed. So we can still use the information and the technologies today to enhance our world.
Sure. Fantastic. I think we've learned quite a lot in a minute or so, because we're running out of time. Where is the future of learning then, especially for students and teachers? What would it look like?
Ah, that question is very deep. Mm. You are a deep questioner.
Yeah.
The future of education is going to be something else, because we are seeing that a brick and mortar may not be the norm in the near future, because learning will be done in anywhere. We can also see with the coming of robotics that learning will be different, because robots now can teach and they can even do better things without resting, without what. But all the same, man will have a place in that. So, because man is the one who creates these innovations, so he will have a place there. But we need to do a lot of research. Mostly as people of God, we need to do a lot of research to find out the future, what the future holds.
Mm.
50 years ago, there were some jobs that were very, very important.
Mm.
Today, they have diminished. They are out of the way.
Mm.
In the near future, some jobs are going to be taken out, but there will still be some jobs that we have to concentrate on.
Mm.
So what I'm saying, we need to research and see where the trends are moving and make sure that we tailor our education according to that. So I would like to see our schools, mostly the Christian schools, you know, being funded and letting people, let's not wait for the world to lead us in the way of doing things. Let us be in the forefront. There are people who can do that. You know, we can. What you need to do is just to tell people to say, I want something that can be done in this A, B, C, D. Then you put in money. They will.
Yeah.
There is nothing that is impossible. They will dig deeper and find it. So
yeah.
We need to invest in technology.
Indeed, we need to invest in technology. It's been such an insightful conversation, my elder, and thank you so much for passionately sharing with us why technology is important and the impact it has had in the education space. I really want to thank you and may God bless you and your work.
To God be the glory. May the Lord bless you, Tapelo, and your colleagues and everyone who was listening.
Yeah.
We learn every day.
Indeed.
If you don't learn, then you've got no purpose for living.
Indeed.
So you learn and learn and learn and make sure that before the Lord says enough is enough, here's the boundary, you cannot cross over.
Yeah.
You must leave something that will make you be remembered.
Mm.
Positive innovation, yes.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mel. Have a good one.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye. God bless you too. That was our elder, Damon Mubindo, who is a senior lecturer at Heidelberg College. They're talking about the impact of technology in the education space. Sounds like, you know, there's lots for us to learn and even into the future as well.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.